Hi, everybody. This is Lynn Coles here with Co-op Radio, doing in-touch interviews so that we can make sure that we've got information on the air about organizations and people and community groups in the Central Texas area who are doing good work and keeping their communities together and stable during the COVID crisis. And I am really stoked today to be speaking with Beth Schindler, Lex Vaughn, and Anita Obasi from Lesbian Touch, which is a really wonderful Instagram program going on right now to celebrate diverse voices in the queer community and also to celebrate Pride coming up this month and then in August in Austin. So Beth, Lex, Anita, thanks so much for joining me. I really appreciate your time.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you. Hi.
Hi. We've got three people on the call. I'm curious to know, did y'all come up with the idea for Lesbian Touch together? And would you mind just doing a quick rundown of what that initiative is?
Lesbian Touch is actually the brainchild of Beth and Lex.
Yeah, that's a little bit true. Anita's always been there with us for everything because she's one of our favorite people in the world. But yeah, that was an event that started out of a desire to have a really good time and also talk about and educate each other on our herstory, our lesbian and dyke herstory. The long name for the party, Lesbian Touch, is Lesbian Touch Dykes You Should Know. And so essentially it was this really cute day party on a Saturday at Cheer Up Charlie's, or Sunday rather, and it was from like 2 to 8 p.m. and we would have DJs and dance, and there was also people on stage that would do like a up to a 5-minute tribute to the audience for a dyke that they wanted everybody to know about. And it could be someone famous, it could be someone personal, it could be themselves. And the performances were all over the place, from singing, dancing, lip syncing, poetry.
Yeah, Suze Orman to 14th century lesbian nuns from Mexico.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, that's amazing.
Take that, world.
Yeah. I just imagine hearing all those diverse voices. It's just like so inspiring too. And so it was a public event then was it always public and digital?
It was always public, yeah. Okay. But we didn't do a digital thing until the necessary evolution that has come through with the revolution.
Yeah.
And so I'm just curious, how many, like, what kinds of folks reach out to you guys? Has it become a national project or an international project, or is it focused among like kind of Central Texas groups right now? As far as folks who submitted. Yeah, okay.
Have we had international submissions?
Yes, far we have.
Yeah, because we don't have, like, a physical place to congregate now, it kind of allows us to reach, to wider audiences. So, I mean, I would say that is a plus side of all of this. Mm-hmm. But I think that the physical connection is definitely limiting in ways.
Good call.
Yeah. Yeah, this is definitely an international project. We've got people from Australia, people from Europe, we've got people from Canada, mm-hmm. Mexico. It's all over the place. So it's really exciting. Like, all of the limitations in which we had with trying to get someone to Austin, Texas on a Sunday from 2 to 8 to be able to perform, a lot of local favorites. But yeah, I mean, we've got friends all over the globe that are excited about this project and participating. So it's really nice.
Yeah, that's fantastic. And I imagine, we're seeing lots of these situations where we can kind of envision a future that looks a little bit different than it did before too. So I'm just imagining now, like, a Lesbian Touch at Cheer Up Charlie's or somewhere, wherever it ends up, where you can actually just like Skype or Zoom somebody in and let them tell their story if they are in, Australia or China or whatever.
Definitely.
That's ideal.
Cool. Well, how are you guys getting through during the pandemic? Are you guys sheltering in place?
What a
question. Are you essential workers?
I'm not an essential worker.
Our work is essential. You know, yeah. Who is to say what isn't essential? But I think I can say collectively that we're privileged enough to be able to like escape the essential working environment, which 100% is a privilege. Mm-hmm. But I would say that this pandemic life or quarantining has been somewhat of a blessing in disguise, in the sense that, like, you know, I mean, working on this project is always fun, but I think now that we have a little bit more of a moment to like sit back and focus on ourselves, lots of inner work is happening, and that kind of translates over into the project.
Right. Just like in terms of like, I guess, time that you can spend on it and real attention that you can give to that.
Yeah. Initiative. And just more like, and this is like me speaking about my experience, but just like more thought into the meaning behind what we're doing, because I think a lot of the time as someone that like produces events or like my fellow producers, we always find ourselves caught in the cycle of like, okay, we got to pump out all this stuff right before this event so that we can get to the next event. And there's not really much time or as much time as I would like to sort of like reflect on what I'm doing and like the power it has and just like the meaning it has for me, instead of just like, all right, I got to put this show on for like every other dyke, you know?
Right. Yeah. The impetus there becomes sort of like project driven rather than like event driven. Right.
Yeah, and it's hard right. too, because then you're like really coming at people like we're like, we need to do this. Like, let's go. We have the time, you know, time is means something sort of with the project. And then yeah, it feels bad to try to like, yeah, you try to like kind of hassle people because they're like, okay, I'm totally into this. I'm totally going to do it. And then of course people have breakdowns. Of course people like disappear, but it's kind of been hard to kind of crack the whip on people, especially right. after... Once all the protests started, you're like, I'm not asking anyone anything. Like, let's get in. This is a different priority. But it's still right. funny watching people's ebbs and flows of interest into the project. But it is hard to chase people down. It's been having to find a lot of different language to be like, hey, babe, right. hope you're well. Where's the like, goddamn video?
Yeah. yeah. But like the submissions we've had too have been like insanely creative. And I think I genuinely think that this is an amazing time to like lean into creativity. And so like this lack of cracking the whip kind of gives people the ability to like not sort of be under pressure to produce something. And for me, I feel like that translates into something that is like a lot more natural.
Right. Yeah. And people have been, you know, taking very, very intentional time to practice, right. you know, care for themselves. And I think a lot of, you know, there can be creative moments that come out of that too. Like people end up being, you know, like more inspired than they would have otherwise.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, totally. Nothing inspires as much as trauma does.
Right.
Yay. Exactly.
How do we
love to process our feelings through art.
Right.
Yay. Yes. Just a bunch of tortured artists.
Yeah, what else is new? I had plenty of material to work with. I didn't, you know, I don't think any of us really needed this, but yeah, it has been really beautiful to witness the way that this project has evolved, even within like coming from the off the stage concept into this digital realm. Because a big part of Dykes You Should Know is this, there's this intergenerational component to it that's
yeah.
kind of at the heart of it, right? And so it's about telling tales of elders. It's about having sage advice. It's about learning from where we came from and trying to move forward, knowing some of the processes in which our elders went through and their experiences. And so in the idea of, yes, it's entertaining, yes, it's interesting, but it's also extremely important. I mean, these voices are crucial and we need mm-hmm. them in order to make educated moves forward. And so we have quite a few people that are a part of this project that have absolutely no technological skills mm-hmm. whatsoever. And so working with them and trying to create a piece that we can put online has actually been really interesting. We've got a lot of sage babes who are like, okay, I have no idea what Instagram is, but I trust you. And here's a bunch of written material and here's some photos. Will you make this into a thing that can be on your social media? And it's been really sweet to be able to have these voices, which weren't accessible online, to now have this audience of younger people and people who are super eager to hear.
Absolutely. Yeah, and I think to your point too, like, this is a moment right now where people are really understanding that there is power in creativity as far as like seeing it as a means of resistance. So I think like it's kind of an auspicious time for us to even be doing this. And again, like, just being digital, I don't know. Like, I definitely miss the in-person for sure, and I feel like that is so crucial, but there is something to be said about, like, the ability to connect, not just intergenerationally, but just connect on a wider scale through digital.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I love that this project started off as a collaboration between the three of you, and it has become a collaboration among so many different artists and participants and lovely elders and up and coming voices in this generative and powerful community. How can people submit? What's the process like?
Well, pretty easy. right now the stipulations are like anything that can be posted or hosted on Instagram is game. And basically, you know, it's the submission has to be a tribute to a dyke you should know. And that could be any dyke. It doesn't have to be someone who's famous. It could be someone you're related to or your friend, or if your pet is a dyke, cool.
Lesbian cat.
Our dog just walked in.
Yes. Well, we have a link on our website, which is lesbiantouch.com, because we have a website now.
Yay!
but you can just click that contribute link, and it's a Google form that just gives us all the information we need to be able to post about you and the dyke we should know.
Awesome. And for listeners, that that website, Lesbian Touch, is L-E-Z as in zebra, B as in butch, I-N-T-O-U-C-H.com. So lesbiantouch.com. And we'll link to that also on the Co-op Community Council website, so folks can get it there too.
Yeah, and just to clarify too, I know people without as many creative bones in their body are a little bit intimidated by this project and want to be a part of it, but don't know how. Definitely, if people are interested and they want to talk it out about how they can be a part of this as far as creating something to submit, we're happy to walk people through that process, because I don't want people to feel limited by their lack of technological experience, because mm-hmm. we're here for them too.
Definitely. Yeah, I'm sure some great projects come out of those maybe folks who don't normally use Instagram too. And if somebody did want to like talk with y'all to get some assistance, should they also just use the contribute link on lesbiantouch.com?
Yeah, that'd be perfect.
Cool. Okay, so the website is lesbiantouch.com. That's lesbiantouch.com. And y'all, is there a submission deadline for this project, or is it ongoing for the time being?
The project is actually going to be ongoing. We launched June 1st for Pride Month, and we're doing a dyke a day for June. And then as soon as July hits, we're live forever. So yeah, keep those submissions coming.
Awesome. So Lesbian Touch live forever.
Mm-hmm.
Perpetually live.
Yeah. We're living for the live.
Fantastic. All right. Well, Beth and Anita and Lex, thank you so much for joining us. We're stoked to keep in touch and keep seeing these really inspiring and creative and really fun entries on Dykes You Should Know. And we'll be sure to, like I mentioned, post that online and follow up with you guys as maybe events start happening again in the future.
Yeah.
Great. Wonderful. Yeah, thank you so much.
Definitely. Okay. We'll talk to you soon. Bye now.
Thank you.
Bye.